Brainly polled 1,300 kids. Faith Abube, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 55. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 26. Sunshine on Tuesday, a bit cooler with our high nearing 48. And clear skies throughout Tuesday night with a low around 24. Some rain and snow showers possible on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with a high of 48. And showers may continue over Wednesday night, cloudy with a low around 27. And breezy on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Democrat legislators in Topeka have proposed a bill called the Making It Work Pay Act, Senate Bill 70, that would raise the minimum wage in the state of Kansas to $10 an hour starting next year and grow by $2 each year until it reaches $16 an hour by 2027.
In this country, I don't think that you should be working full-time and be living in poverty or be dependent upon the government for government assistance. So I think anybody who works full-time should have the dignity of getting a living wage that allows them to support themselves and to support their family.
House Democrat State Senator Ethan Corson on KSNT News. Republicans, on the other hand, like John Dahl from the Garden City area, say there's more to the issue.
A person that's working and has a full-time job should get a livable wage. But on the other side of the coin, that's why we're paying a lot more for Big Macs and quarter pounders for cheese. You know, it's hard to get a cheap meal.
Good American Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover, or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation is encouraging individuals across the state of Kansas to apply for additional aid as the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance Program is set to close soon. WIBW reports that the program so far has handed out more than $290 million to relief to more than 82,000 Kansans and more than 11,000 homes and service providers. According to Ryan Vincent, the executive director for the corporation, he says, quote, in the midst of the pandemic, home became so much more than a shelter. It became our virtual workplace, classroom, marketplace, gathering space, and more. Thanks to CARA, more than 30,000 Kansas families remained safely housed and connected to vital services at the time they needed it most. The corporation went on to say that the rental assistance was paid directly to housing and service providers, helped landlords cover their operating costs, and keep up with essential maintenance and repairs to stimulate the local economies. In other news, Kansas State Treasurer Stephen Johnson has reached out to residents across the state to help find the owners of lost military medals. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A state senator in the Omaha area of Nebraska has officially introduced a bill to the state legislature that would keep victims of abuse from being sent to collections agencies for medical debt related to their injuries. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that State Senator John Fredrickson of Omaha introduced Legislative Bill 315, saying, quote, these are people who are in acute stages of trauma, that we know that sexual assault, domestic violence, and child abuse is underreported. One thing that we want to ensure is that folks in these situations are able to have as minimal barriers to receive support as possible. They go on to say the bill falls in tandem with the 1979 state law in Nebraska of the Crime Victims Reparation Program, where nearly $500,000 of federal money is available for abuse victims or their loved ones through the program. However, there is a certain amount of victims that can apply for it. So far, the bill, LB 13, has no opposition, and supporters of the bill say they're hopeful that the bill will eventually make it to Governor Jim Pillen's desk this session.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners did not meet last week without a quorum. Washington County Commissioners have received a request from Hanover Township about closing a road. A recommendation to appoint Joe Wishman, Lincoln Township Clerk, was approved, and commissioners briefly discussed housing programs at last week's meeting. Nemohall County Commissioners heard that painting traffic lines on overlaid roads would run $1,000 to $1,200 per mile. No decision was made. Nemohall Valley Community Hospital representatives provided an update on the remodel and hospital addition and requested purchase of a strip of 1/3 of an acre rather than an easement, which was discussed but had not been filed. A motion to sell the property for a dollar died for lack of a second, and a county appraiser was asked to put a value on the ground. Governor Laura Kelly last week appointed Kelly J. Humler of Troy to vacant magistrate judgeship position in the 22nd Judicial District. The vacancy results from the resignation of District Magistrate Judge Laura Johnson McNish. The annual legislative forum in Marshall County is set for Saturday, March 4th at 9:30 a.m. at Landau Lanes in Marysville. Information about the 2023 Kansas legislature is available through the legislative hotline. Calls are answered by experienced reference and research librarians at the State Library. Information may include your local legislators with contacts, status of bills proposed, and other details as to the legislative process. An email option is available at infodesk@ks.gov, and the legislative hotline number is 1-800-432-3924. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Friday evening. A vehicle struck the back of a pickup in the southbound lane of U.S. Highway 77 near the Beatrice Airport. That vehicle had pulled from a side street, and the other was changing lanes, resulting in the collision, which resulted in a passenger transported to Beatrice Community Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Kansas State University President Richard Linton was a public affairs program guest this past weekend on KNDY with comments he made during a community visit to Marysville recently. He and staff are touring one Kansas community each month as part of an ag initiative.
From a programmatic standpoint, we've got this new project, which is the Ag Innovation Project. And so we have done a lot of work at Kansas State to be able to support the business school, to be able to support engineering, and also to be able to support architecture. But the one industry that we haven't been able to support from a better facility standpoint has been the number one economic component in the state, which is agriculture. And so this past year, with the dean's really, really hard work, we've decided that we're going to try to help grow agriculture with new facilities, with empowering people in leadership.
Richard Linton, who assumed the leadership role as president at Kansas State a year ago, emphasized the initiative goals.
during the year, we go out to a community once a month. And the idea is to be able to engage with the community, and there, the issues are very customized to that community. And so with this community outreach and engagement, there's really three goals. We're trying to work with stakeholders to further out those partnerships. We're trying to convince folks that if you're going to choose to get a four-year degree, Kansas State University is a really good place to go. And the other thing we're trying to do is we're trying to build a relationship internal with Cooperative Extension, which is so vitally important to the state.
Inez E. Swanson, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away January 30th. Funeral service Saturday, February 11th at 2 p.m. at the Salem Evangelical Lutheran Church, rural Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Inez Swanson. Rosemary F. Clausenbutcher, age 88, of Greenleaf, passed away Friday. Arrangements pending with the Anders Fifely Funeral Home and Christy Anders Funeral Homes in charge for Rosemary Clausenbutcher. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, broccoli, and apricots. Tomorrow, lasagna, French bread, mixed green salad, mandarin oranges, and cake. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Right now at the Ashley Home Store, $100 will hold any of the specials on layaway until your taxes come in. Or choose an LG 86-inch smart TV, an Ashley 7-piece queen bedroom set, an LG washer and dryer set, an Ashley sectional with dual recliners, or a Samsung 4-door refrigerator. All marked $11.98 or $49 per month. Interest-free for 24 months with approved credit. As always, hundreds of items in stock and free shipping to your house within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying very warm around the region today, partly sunny with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s and partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. There will be a slight chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And showers may continue over Wednesday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Breezy on Thursday, mostly cloudy skies with our highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Still breezy over Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. North winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Cooler throughout the region on Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early February 42, record high on this day 72, the average low 20 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:31, sunset this evening at 5:52. Head ahead of sunrise 37 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 6th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Now with extended hours, the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville is open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 until 2 Saturday and Sunday. More time to grab your favorite coffee, pies, sandwiches, and afternoon teas. Daily specials will have you trying something new each time you order. The Empty Cup, downtown Marysville. Open now weekdays 7 until 7 and weekends 7 until 2.
Marysville Bulldog Basketball at Centralia. Girls and boys play live tonight. KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.
catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Crownover Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crownover Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, we know that the state of Kansas and the surrounding area has been in a drought for a while, although some counties have been removed from the drought list. This is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. He's taking a look at some of the notable drought coverages in the extreme and exceptional drought range for the period ending January the 31st.
Looking at those core states across the nation's midsection, so important to American agriculture, we are still seeing well over 40% of several states with the highest two categories of drought, extreme to exceptional drought, or D3 to D4. As of the January 31st map, 56% of Kansas and 56% of Oklahoma experiencing extreme to exceptional drought, along with 45% of Nebraska. Besides those three states, we have four others that are in double digits for extreme to exceptional drought. Oregon at 15% and Montana with 11% D3 to D4 coverage.
Rippey also talks about how the drought is affecting certain commodities.
While it is midwinter, it's definitely worth noting that 58% of the U.S. winter wheat production area currently experiencing drought. That is as of January 31st. That's down quite a bit from our autumn peak of 75%. Also in the news recently, the very low cattle and beef inventory that we've been seeing, lowest beef inventory in the U.S. in more than 60 years. Well, that certainly shows up in the drought data. We have seen a lot of drought in a lot of our hay production areas and, of course, our cattle production areas. Hay production area in drought as of the end of January, 40%. That is down, though, from the autumn peak in 2022 of 69%. And similarly, we currently see 55% of our U.S. cattle inventory in drought.
And that's your Ag News.
The 2023 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program is now accepting applications. The program is open to eligible nonprofits and government organizations. The grants fund quick action, innovative projects related to public spaces,
transportation,
housing,
digital connections,
community resilience,
diversity and inclusion,
and more. And this year, the program features two new funding opportunities for demonstration projects and micro grants. For more information and to apply by the March 15th deadline, visit online at aarp.org/community. Challenge paid for by AARP.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
In agriculture, it's common to see old equipment in use, but for this producer, too many old tractors meant tax court. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State and Washburn University School of Law professor Roger McOwen shares a case where an audit led to IRS accusations of a producer being an antique collector and not a farmer.
A farmer in southwestern Iowa bought his first farm in 1975, and his practice was to acquire land and equipment as he had the funds available. Now, he was working full-time as a route driver for UPS. This guy was a hard worker. He would get up early in the mornings, and he'd farm for a couple hours. He'd go do a shift for UPS. He'd come home, grab a bite to eat, and then he would farm until midnight. He made it through the farm crisis of the 80s when a lot of other people failed. He kept buying tractors that he could pay for and incur modest amounts of debt. He'd spend $500 for a tractor here, $800 there. I think the most expensive one I saw ever that he bought was an $8,000 tractor. His reason was he didn't want to incur incurred debt, and he wanted to be able to repair his stuff.
McOwen explains how this producer's operation raised suspicion.
By the time we get to the auto, he has 40 tractors, and he would park them at his various farms. He had 5 non-contiguous tracts of land. He had suffered a heart attack, and so he would leave these tractors hooked up to their respective implements to save him time and labor. So they're all spread out at these farms, and of course he's claiming depreciation, fuel expense he's writing off, repairs, and all of that. He's taking his deductions, as a farmer would. He also had a number of pickup trucks that he was claiming depreciation on, and those were parked at his various farms. An IRS agent comes in and denies all of that on the basis that he's not a farmer. But IRS got hung up on the fact that he did have a full-time off-farm job. Yet, as the tax court explained it, he's farming full-time too. I mean, he's working 2 jobs to do this. But the agent came in and said, well, obviously you're not a farmer. Nobody farms with this old junk. You're an antique collector.
McOwen goes on to share that the tax court disagreed with the IRS on all but 1 pickup.
He did have some mistakes, and they dinged him on depreciating the pickup truck that he would drive back and forth to the UPS office, which he also used for farm purposes, but he didn't substantiate that well. And that's a key point for farmers. Make sure you substantiate clearly your expenses, and don't commingle your farm funds with your non-farm funds. So they dinged him appropriately on that. And that's part of what got him in trouble here. But this argument that you're an antique collector, basically saying you can't farm that way, that's not an acceptable way to be a farmer. The tax court judge had nothing to say good about that. I mean, she really squared the IRS away, said, no, you can choose the method in which you want to farm. And this was a method that she said he established to my satisfaction. And he is a farmer. He's entitled to appropriate deductions. But the point is, you can farm the method that you want to use to farm.
That was Roger McOwen, K-State and Washburn University School of Law professor, detailing an unprecedented tax court case. I'm Aaliyah Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Say Monday, and a very good Monday with a great day yesterday. Hey, the weather's certainly working in our favor. Well, speaking of in our favor, the cattle market finally woke up late Friday afternoon. It kind of dotted around anywhere from 153 to 155 all week, and then hit a 157 late Friday afternoon, so that's good news. And the carcass followed along with 248 to 250, so certainly broke out and going the right direction. Well, here this morning, we'll have a 10 o'clock start on the way up cows and the bulls, and we do have a lot of those. Then we'll move right into a lot of good hay, starting with square bales. In the alfalfa department, there's 10 fourth cut. There's 35 for third and fourth cut. There's 270 very good prairie, 60 brome, 49 straw. In the big round department, we've got a long line of 7 second cut that weighs 1691. 10 third cut stored inside. There's 10 fourth cut at 1676. There's 11 first cut at 1621. There's 7 first cut at 1571. There's 12 alfalfa first cut at 1295. And another lot of 9 round alfalfa. There is a whole load of round prairie, 26 bales. There's round rye that looks nice. There's 10 in the round grass department. There's 12 and 9. In the big square grass bales, 3 by 4 by 8. There's 8 of those. They weigh 1384. There's 12 round straw and 8 round CRP bales that sells at 12 o'clock noon. In the cow-calf department, there's 3 black baldy families. There's 7 to 8-year-olds with calves at side. There's 2 black baldy bred cows. 3-year-olds are bred black. They'll calve March 15th. Very nice cows. 2 black baldy and Hereford bred cows, short solid, bred black, March 15th calving. There's 12 black bred cows, running age, bred Hereford. They're going to calve March 10th. We'll certainly pull a prig and a mouth here this morning, along with 3 blacks and 1 roan bred cow. Nice cow, short, solid, broken. They're bred black, Simmental, 6 to 7 months. In the feeder's gaze, it starts off with 3 black steers, market ready at 1,400. Hensmeyer out of Hallam. Weir's out of Dillers, got 9 black heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 550. Steer out of Crete, 8 black. All steers, they're going to weigh 600. Another group of 6 black steer and heifers are going to be 5 to 650. 9 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 550 to 6.5. That's Scott's out of Hokito. McLaughlin out of Elmwood's got 9 black and red heifers, 475 to 575. Roger Whitmuth out of Wymore, 14 black steer and heifers, 650. Terry Mieske out of Weeping Water, 15 red whiteface steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 500. Axtell cattle is Hallam. Correction. Axtell's out of Hallam. Here's a great set. 30 black steer and heifers, 4.5 to 650. Cisco's got a great bunch of reds out of Burchard, 100 black and red steer and heifers, 550 to 700. Willinsack Family Farms out of Cook's got 56 black steer and heifers, 6,800. Fritzen out of Philly's got 18 black steer and heifers at 5 to 750. Neil Pavlish out of Crete's got 59 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 675. Pascacho out of Pawnee City, 20 black steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Gary Mao out of Fairbury, 45 black baldy steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Nice group of cattle here today. We should get on them right there about 1 o'clock. We'll get on the cow-calf families 12 noon along with the hay department. So certainly come out to Beatrice 77 Livestock. We can help you in many, many ways, and we would appreciate your business. Give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. Along with Gail Harden, Ryan Sommerhalder, certainly looking to earn your business.
7:30 from KNDY, 37 degrees at sunrise, and we'll look for mild highs in the middle 50s again today.
Is fidgeting a sign that someone is nervous, distracted, or bored? Some surprising research says it may be none of the above. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 6th, the 37th day of the year. Ronald Reagan and Babe Ruth were both born on this day. Kids are almost universally fidgety creatures. We constantly tell them to sit still, stop tapping their fingers, swinging their legs, and so forth. But some research indicates that there may be psychological benefits to fidgeting. In the classroom, fidgety kids tend to learn and solve problems better than non-fidgeters. And there are benefits for grown-ups, too. Leg movements can help counteract arterial disease. And the Mayo Clinic says common fidgeting may aid in weight loss. Fidgeting may be a natural mechanism which reduces the harmful effects of sitting for long periods of time. A little something to ponder next time you tell your child to sit still. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball in action over the weekend as the Kansas Jayhawks fell again to the number 13 Iowa State Cyclones after rebounding from their 3-loss streak against the Kansas State Wildcats on Tuesday last week. But now they've fallen again, 68-53. Jalen Wilson was the top scorer for the Jayhawks, with putting 26 points on the board overall with 39 minutes on the court, having 9 rebounds and 2 assists. No one else broke double digits throughout the game. Kansas has fallen to the number 4 slot in the Big 12 Conference, now sitting 6-4 in conference play. They're also currently sitting number 8 in the national AP polls. In Wildcat basketball, they also fell over the weekend, taking on the number 10 Texas Longhorns as they lost 69-66. Keontae Johnson was the top scorer for the Wildcats, putting 16 points on the board with 3 rebounds and 1 assist throughout the game. Marquise Noel put 10 points on. Kansas State is currently number 3 in the Big 12 Conference and tied with the Jayhawks with their conference play at 6-4. They're ranked number 7 right now in the national AP polls.
It's
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you are looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Students last week at the University of Kansas not only got to see their team win over Kansas State Wildcats in the Sunflower Showdown for basketball, but they also got to see Kansas City Chiefs star tight end Travis Kelce, as Kelce not only got to partake in watching the game, but also visited KU's bar district with some of the students.
The entire first half, I had no idea. So whenever I finally realized he was probably 10 feet away from me, all me and my teammates were like, are you guys seeing this?
It was fun seeing him review Wheel Pizza. He said it was a 9, so... It was awesome. I'm glad I got to say that he came to my school.
A lot of, anticipation building up for when he was going to, walk in, and we were trying to all act nonchalant, but then right when he walked in, everyone just, rushed towards the door. We played.
Friday night scores, girls action, Marysville over Abilene 42-38, Valley Heights took Axtell 47-31, Frankfort beat Centralia 55-41, Hanover girls took Republic County 52-18, Washington County rolled Wetmore 76-23. Lynn beat Troy 53-35. Onega topped Blue Valley 44-31. In overtime, Clifton Clyde over Donniff West 47-43. Boys play, Marysville beat Abilene 56-51. Axtell topped Valley Heights 60-34. Centralia beat Frankfort 63-43. Hanover boys over Republic County 53-40. Washington County topped Wetmore 60-52. Troy took Lynn 58-46, Blue Valley over Onega 58-49.